Hi, I'm Sam. Welcome to my podcast, Medical Musings with Sam. This is all about living with chronic illness and finding the best way possible to live a life of faith and hope despite our diseases. Chronic illness is a part of our lives. It doesn't need to be all of our lives. That's the hope I want to give you as I share my story of a life that was turned upside down due to the diagnosis of a rare bone disease in 2014. My life today resembles nothing of what it was before. I was an executive manager living in the rat race, and I love that role. Today, I'm still living a fulfilled life. Different, yes, but so rewarding. I'm a writer, I'm a blogger, and I help people through my online support forum, Medical Musings with Friends. And if life wasn't busy enough, I'm now a podcaster. So grab a cuppa, find a comfy chair, and together, let's find life can still be full of wonderful and special moments. Hi everyone, welcome back to Medical Musings with Sam. This is February. My goodness, can you believe it? We've got to February already. You'll remember from my last podcast episode that I was talking about a change of focus for this coming year, and it was my Christmas episode. So it's been, a little while since I've recorded a podcast, and my change of focus was simply about stepping back a little bit and not doing as much as what I had previously been doing in previous years, and that was recording lots of podcasts and writing lots of blog posts. And the reason why I'm stepping back is because twofold, really. I want to spend a bit more personal one-on-one time with members of my forum, Medical Musings with Friends. I want to be able to have the energy to do that. I also want to be able to spend some time doing things that I'm more about who I am as well. I guess, been a patient advocate, and I will continue to be since 2014 now, so quite a long time. And I, have focused so much on writing and my book and setting everything up, and everything is kind of running nicely now. And there's a huge amount of resources available in my blog and on my podcast for people to tap into as well. So that's all there, plus the book, of course. So, with that in mind, as I said, I will be doing podcasts, and I certainly will still be writing and blogging, but I'll be using a lot of perhaps some of my older material as well that people have forgotten about, because that happens. I mean, it was a long time ago that some of the stuff was written and is still very apt and very helpful today. So, but for today, today's podcast is all about February and it being the month of love, but not so much from a Valentine's Day perspective. I want to talk about love in the sense of it can take many forms. And I particularly want to talk about it in terms of chronic illness and love and losses. So, as I said, you'd be forgiven thinking when I start talking about love in February that this is a Valentine's Day podcast episode. But it is about love, but with a twist. It's about loving life again when chronic illness takes away things that we have always loved, but we just can't do anymore. So it is, as I said, about love and losses. It's my musings as I muse about acceptance and how that is the gateway to a new life. Because if we don't accept circumstances that are upon us that are really not going to change much and are going to stay with us for the rest of our life, then if we don't accept that, we will cease living, or we will create a life of bitterness and resentment and unhappiness, as opposed to finding a way to go down a path where we can still have some form of hope, where we can still have joy, where we can still laugh, where we can still find things to do within our capabilities. So, I have a saying or a quote that acceptance is not a sad resignation. It's the pathway to peace, happiness, and freedom from prolonged grief. So if we don't get to the acceptance stage, we will remain in grief. And for many of us, all of us probably have experienced grief at some point in our lives, some more severe than others, but you know how heavy that feeling is, how it feels like you're never going to be able to climb out of it. I'm going to talk a little bit more about grief and a grief model shortly. So, you know, for me, acceptance is acknowledging that my disabling rare disease, it is what it is. It's part of me, but it's not all of me. I'm still here. I'm still me, and I need to ensure that I'm constantly digging deep to make sure that I'm not sinking or drowning in what can become pretty much a chronic illness tsunami. And I'm sure we all feel like that from time to time. So I formed strategies over the past 10 years to adjust to my changing circumstances and to live what I hope is a contented life. I've discovered new loves along the way. And, you know, I have shared a lot of those through my blog and some of them through other episodes on this podcast as well. And on my blog, I have a blog post called My Story, which you can have a look at as well. And that, you know, goes through what my loves have been throughout my life and how I've needed to turn them around as well. So as I said, in this podcast episode, I want to talk about loves and losses in the context of acceptance. I love my life, I'm happy, and I have a general positive disposition no matter what life throws at me. That's just me. But it doesn't mean that I don't miss things that I've always loved but can't do anymore. It doesn't mean that I haven't had to make enormous sacrifices to find ways to live with my disease. And it doesn't mean that there are not days when I feel the loss of my loves deeply. And I have a cup of coffee here, so I desperately need to have a sip, so I hope that's okay. But what I'm going to talk about in 2 seconds when I've had this sip of coffee is the 5 G's of change. So I have a particular grief model that I like to use and used a lot when I worked as a management consultant, a change management consultant. It's a little less clinical, I think, than some of the other models, which are clinical. They are medically based. So this one is called the 5 G's of change. The first stage is griping. And that's the stage when you feel like you just can't do this. It's all too much. You just want to give up. And you're in a state of shock. So you might have just received a diagnosis from your specialist telling you you have a chronic disease, there's no cure, there is some medication that might make you feel better, etc. You know, whatever it is, but you're just in shock. It's just not what you wanted to hear. It's not what you wanted for your life. Then there's the groaning stage. It's the next stage. And this stage is the complaining stage. The shock begins to wane, but all you can feel is a really deep sorrow and even fear as you contemplate your situation. And, you know, I think under those circumstances, we would all expect you to be groaning about it. Why would you not? It's life-changing, isn't it? Then there's the groping stage. Now, this stage is when you begin to walk forward as if you're in a forest. And the groping part is you're moving the trees out of the way so you can begin to see a little clearer. So you imagine all these trees in front of you and you want to see past them. So you're pushing them with your hands because you want to see what's ahead. You're wanting to find solutions and you're prepared to take baby steps to do so. And then you move into the grasping stage. And this is when you begin to understand what your new situation means. So a new norm is emerging. It doesn't mean you're ready yet to embrace it. You may find for a while you even return to the groaning and the groping stages, and that's quite normal. Then there's the growing stage. And in a healthy grief process, we should be moving through these stages, not necessarily in a set time frame. It's individual. So don't think, oh, well, month one, this is going to happen. Month two, that's going to happen. It doesn't quite work like that. Generally, a grief staging should take about a 2 year period generally. If it goes beyond 2 years, you really should seek some professional help. But, you know, it takes a while. It's not something that's going to happen overnight. Okay, so you're at the growing stage. You're beginning to embrace the new. You're finding ways to live again, and your acceptance is coming, and it's starting to bring a bit of peace, which then actually alleviates some of the stress, which then helps you to be able to think better. You're starting to remember the old life and the losses with much less pain now. The memories of the good times may even feel welcome and strangely comforting. When we lose a loved one, we go through every stage of grief. Some stages, as I said, we might get stuck in for a while. Some stages we actually might move through quicker than other people do. But eventually most people are able to accept that their loved one has passed and they begin to learn to live again. But a part of us will never be the same, will it, because of the loss of the loved one. And as time goes by, you know, what we find is, though, the memories don't hurt quite as much. The memories begin to bring joy and comfort. But we will always miss our loved one. And look, it's the same with any major life loss, including the loss of good health. It takes time to work through, as I said, these stages of grief. It's not going to happen overnight. We will, though, learn to live again. We'll never be the same, but we will, at some point, accept and embrace a new way of living, and we will create new norms. Look, we're going to miss aspects of our old life, and some things we once loved but can no longer do become lifelong losses. And that's why acceptance is so important if we still want to live a fulfilled life. So I'd like to talk to you a little bit about my loves and my losses, just to give you an idea of how you can even write down, you know, what your losses are. And then next to each of those losses, try and work out what can you do to replace them. And that's what I've done here. When I've gone through that process. So that's what I want to share with you, is what my losses are and how I have replaced them with a new love. So what my old loves were and what my new loves are to replace the old. And I hope that helps you then do the same exercise. So the first thing was, I loved to go on long walks with my husband along the beach, in parks or in the bush. We just loved walking. It just beautiful. Just to do it together, didn't matter where we were, we just enjoyed walking. No, I can't walk now without a walker for distances more than 200 meters. I need a wheelchair and a scooter beyond that. And pretty much now I can't even use the walker outside of the house at all. And most days I don't even have the physical strength due to the pain from my broken bones and just the bone pain in general and my spinal collapse and the nerves being compressed. So, you know, I just don't even have the strength to leave home. So my world is pretty much inside my home. Okay, so what's my new love? If I can't do that walking, what can I do? I can watch travel shows, which I love. And I can follow YouTube vloggers doing all kinds of things. But what I really love is the ones that are restoring French chateaus. It's just something that I really, really enjoy. But also I can go for parkland picnics with my husband. Now, sometimes we can get out of the car. Other times they're car picnics, just looking at a view. And that's just as beautiful. So, and I'm really enjoying those things. So they're new loves that have replaced what I can't do in terms of walking. I loved to go to church. My husband is an Anglican minister. I've grown up in a Christian home. My dad was a minister. Church has been my life, always. My own faith is incredibly strong. And, you know, to not be able to go is horrible. I can't put it any other way. But I can't sit for the length of a service because of my bones. And, you know, I have a stoma as well. So life gets really complicated. you know, you got to make sure there's disabled toilets. You got to make sure there's disability access. And not a lot of churches have the correct access for people in my situation. So, you know, it's tricky. So what do I do? How do I fix that? Well, I've joined an online church, my husband and I, and we've become part of that as much as we possibly can, and we enjoy that every Sunday. So, you know, there is another way of doing church. And thankfully, I guess, due to COVID, those sort of things have become even more accessible, which is a really, really good thing for people who have chronic illness. So that's my new love in terms of not being able to go to church. I loved to go to work. I was one of those crazy people who really, really, really loved my job, because it wasn't a job. It was a passion. Leading people was a joy. I was living my dream. I had my dream job. Weekends were nice, but Monday to Friday were what I looked forward to. I know that sounds sad, but it really was true. So, what's my new love? How do I replace something that was so rewarding and so amazing and so all-consuming? Well, I've got my online support forum. I've got my blog, my writing, my podcast, online volunteer work for Arthritis Queensland. And really, I have a new full-time job and an online family too, in many regards. And I have a team that help me run Medical Musings with friends. So all of the elements that I kind of had at work, I have now, but in a very, very different way. But it's rewarding, it's fulfilling, and it's my new love. I loved to jump out of bed every morning, bright and early. That was just me. It was just sun up, me up, full of energy. Mornings were always the best part of the day. I woke with enthusiasm and passion for what the day held. And I still do to some degree, until I try to move and then my body decides that it doesn't want to, and the realization sets in that I'm not the girl I used to be. So mornings now bring a whole new meaning to a daily wake-up call. I'm faced with my new reality of chronic illness the moment I open my eyes. So what's my new love? Well, I take my time in the morning, but also enjoy watching the sunrise while lying on my bed or sitting in my favorite chair, sipping a cup of tea. And there is something so peaceful and so beautiful about that time of the morning, and just doing that and just contemplating life and looking at the sky and just, yeah, I don't know. It's just so peaceful and I love it. I used to love long road trips. My husband and I have a whole cupboard full of photo albums cataloguing our road trips across Australia, and they're such beautiful memories, but they're also a stark reminder of what I've lost. Looking at them is definitely bittersweet. So, my new love. Well, we've moved to a semi-rural country area, and I now enjoy gorgeous country drives on our doorstep. So that's been a real blessing, and yeah, we really do love where we are. I used to love being independent. I was independent. I didn't even think about not being independent. But I've never been one, I guess, to crave independence, even when I was healthy. But once you no longer have the ability to jump in a car and drive to the local shops or go to a hairdresser appointment on your own, independence is suddenly a loss. And I am 100% reliant on my husband or another carer to be with me outside of the home and to help me with most things in the home. So what's my new love? Well, I have online shopping, I have mobile hairdressers, I have at-home care, and I have medical phone consultations. I still run all the administration for my husband and I in terms of just life in general. I do all the banking, I do you know, anything that needs doing administratively. So, you know, I still have that functionality, and that gives me that sense of independence. So they're my new loves in relation to that. I used to love to go to restaurants, and those days are definitely gone. I can manage, say, 20 minutes in a local cafe on a rare good day, but any longer and my pain levels are just unbearable. So my new love is we have morning tea or lunch on our back patio, and we use pretty china, and we have yummy food, and we have it whenever we like, and with our choice of music in the background instead of what others have chosen for us to listen to. So there's some good things that can be replaced and still bring joy and perhaps even a little bit better sometimes too. I used to love being spontaneous. My husband and I have always enjoyed just deciding on a whim to head out on an adventure or go on a holiday on short notice. We have the freedom to accept job opportunities all over the country. We've moved locations and homes over 20 times in our 28 years of marriage. Well, those days are well and truly gone. The most spontaneous thing I do now is buy something online as a treat, which leads me to my new love, which is slowing down and feeling settled. So, you know, it's good to have your feet planted in one place when you've been a bit of a nomad, I guess. So it took us a while to sort of do that, but and we're hoping that we can stay in this house financially. We still feel like we might have to sell, but we're hoping that we can stretch it out and stay here until it's time for us to both go into a retirement village. But anyway, I digress. That's that is my new love in terms of the fact that I used to be spontaneous and now I can't be. And I guess my last one was I loved going shopping. I was such a shopping girl. My favourite pastime when I wasn't at work was strolling through our local Westfield shopping centre with my husband. And we would window shop for hours hand in hand. We'd shop, we'd stop and we'd have a coffee and a snack and then we'd head off again enjoying every minute. So my new love is online shopping and much more comfortable feet, which given they're so broken is probably a good thing. But you know what? My losses are also my husband's losses. He misses all the things we did together, and he also had to travel his own journey towards acceptance. And we can't ever forget how chronic illness affects those who love us. Don't ever forget that. They will have their own unique reactions as they work through the 5 Ds of change, and we need to give them time to come to terms with the new life. So, discovering new loves. So a life of acceptance will be a life that encompasses loves and losses. New loves will be discovered, I promise. My old loves are still very much a part of me. They're part of my DNA. So to forget them or to be fearful of remembering them won't help me accept that I'm now living and writing a new chapter of my life. I accept my losses and acknowledge I miss them. It's okay to miss things we loved. My response to accepting the chronic illness changes in my life is to constantly find ways to fill the void, and that's with those new loves. So if you're having a day or a season when you're feeling deeply the loss of the things you love to do, please take time out to think about how you can create a new love, something to help fill the void. Because you might just be surprised at how creative you can be with your ideas once you start brainstorming. Enlisting the help of close friends or online support group friends may actually get you started too with a new loves list. Whatever grief you're at in your life-changing event, please don't be afraid to contemplate your loves and losses. Feel the pain and hope for the future. It's a healthy response to change, and it's all part of journeying towards the acceptance process. It's all part of creating a very different new life, full of new loves. Take care, everybody, and I will be back at some point with another podcast episode of Medical Musings with Sam. Thank you so much for listening. Love you all. Take care. Bye. If you enjoyed what you heard today, you can subscribe to this podcast or you can leave a review. I would really appreciate your support. If you would like to have more of my medical musings in your world on a regular basis, I also have a blog which you can find at www.mymedmusings.com. I post there at least weekly, so there's lots for you to read and be involved with. If you would really like to be a part of a nurturing community, Medical Musings with Friends is a private support group on Facebook, offering the hand of friendship, support, true care and understanding to anyone living with chronic illness. We would love to welcome you into our community. Just search Medical Musings with Friends on Facebook, click join, and you will receive the warmest of welcomes. I also have a book, My Medical Musings, a story of love, laughter, faith and hope living with a rare disease. It's available now through Amazon and my publisher, Imagine We Publishers. I would love for you to check it out. There's something in the My Medical Musings world for everyone. Something different to suit your needs. I hope you do find something that resonates with you and helps you feel you are not alone, because you're not. Remember, chronic illness is a part of your life, not all of your life. Take care.